Now, with the big chains dominating high streets up and down the country, it's always refreshing to come across an independent shop, and one that brightens up Brentwood High Street, as well as that in Epping, is celebrating its 50th anniversary. They are Piccola, and if you were listening to Bob Simpson on Thursday, you'll have heard the founder's son, Simon Wilson, talking about the history of the shop, which opened in Epping the very same day as the historic World Cup final. Celebrations at both shops are going on all day today. And to find out what's happening in Brentwood, I'm joined from Piccola by two people who know the shop very well, Molly and Moles. Good morning to both of you.
Hello.
Hi there. Now, just let's get this clear about your names, because you're both Mollies, but I said, how can we differentiate you? So Molly number two, I'm going to call you, because you're sitting to my right. You're going to be Moles for the purposes of this.
Yeah.
Great stuff. Fine. Can you get nice and close into that microphone there, Moles?
Hello.
That's brilliant. Hi there. Now, I know you've got lots of big celebrations going on this morning. We'll find out in just a moment about that, including some VIPs visiting as well at the Brentwood shop. But in case somebody's tuned in and maybe they didn't hear Simon with Bob the other day, what does Piccola sell? Who wants to take that one?
We sell high quality toys and clothes. All different brands from all over the world. And they are beautiful. Beautiful bits.
And this is for a particular age group, isn't it?
Yeah, from newborns up until about 10, 11 years old.
Molly, we're getting a few problems with your mic there. I'm wondering if we can move into that one there. All our technical secrets coming out. That's much better. So sorry. So this is very much for the early years, isn't it?
Yeah.
Great. And you've been working at the shop for a couple of years?
Yeah, almost 3 years.
Right. So you know the product line quite well.
Yeah.
How many different lines do you actually stock?
Many, uncountable.
So toys amongst them, but you're not specifically a toy shop.
No, it's not just toys. It is clothes as well.
Great. Okay, and you both work there on a Saturday. Moles, you've not been there quite so long as Molly.
Yeah, I've been here about a year and a half, but I took over Molly's Saturday job and she swapped to the Sunday. So.
Oh, I see. Right, so you don't normally work together?
No, she works on the Sunday, but I work on the Saturday.
Right, okay, and this is at the Brentwood shop.
Yeah.
And have you got any particular things there that you particularly, you know, favourites of your own that the shop sells?
I mean, the shop sells quite like old style, or old style toys, like real wooden toys.
Oh, right, okay.
That you wouldn't really find.
Traditional stuff.
Yeah, more traditional toys. So.
Brilliant. Which I bet are really popular. It's like the old thing, the old cliche that, you know, you've got some amazing, you know, the latest computer game or something and you're more interested in playing with a cardboard box.
Yeah.
I think that's what draws people in, the more traditional wooden toys.
Yeah.
They like to know that it's durable and it's going to last a long time.
Yeah, and so you certainly specialise in that. But clothes as well?
Yeah, clothes as well. We specialise in Mayoral and Emilia Rose.
Right.
So they come over from Spain and from all over the world, really, and they are high quality.
Right.
Clothes.
Okay. And what are they like to work for? You better give the right answer here, because they will be listening.
I know they're listening.
Simon was in the other day. Simon, it was Simon's mum who was one of the founders of the shop 50 years ago. And she still runs the Epping shop.
Every day, yes.
That is amazing, isn't it?
50 years.
So it really is, you know, a lot of businesses claim to be family businesses, but your shop truly is a family business.
Yes. Yep.
Did you both know about the shop before you started working for them?
Yeah, I went to the opening where Peppa Pig was there on the opening, and there were loads of kids outside when it first opened, so yeah.
Because the Brentwood shop is relatively new, isn't
it?
So how old is Brentwood?
5 years.
Yeah, five years.
5 years old. Right, I think I remember that, actually. That's
it was quite
quickly.
A big event on the high street, yeah.
Yeah. And you also do mail order?
Yes, we've just gone online.
Right.
It's setting off really well. And, we do sell everything online. So everything we've got in our shops is now online as well.
Right.
But
it's mainly about the shops.
It is mainly, yeah. But we did want to reach out to online customers as well.
Mm. And are you looking, both of you, to move on in different careers, in different directions?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, we can't stay at Piccola forever.
But working at Piccola, is it something that's given you some experience from the point of view of how business operates, or something that you might want to...
Yeah, 100%, especially because it's an independent business. It's not a chain, so we get to know the owner. We get to know all the different types of deliveries and like the way he works with retailers.
You get to see behind the scenes, really.
Yeah.
So you see all the admin process and all the delivery and orders, so you get a feel of what would it be like to run your own shop, really.
And I guess one of the biggest, most important things is dealing with people, dealing with the public. It's all happening in this studio this morning. We've got a spider coming down from the ceiling.
Just grab it.
I don't know where that's come from. It's got to be some good luck for Piccola for the next 50 years. Look, it's all about the celebrations, isn't it? 50 years to this very day. It was World Cup Day 1966 that the Epping shop opened, and Simon's mum. What's Simon's mum's name, by the way?
She was on the radio actually this morning in Epping.
Okay.
She was promoting all the party that's going on there today as well. She'll be down there at the shop. Celebrating, I'm guessing.
Brilliant. So both shops are celebrating. We're focusing obviously on your shop in Brentwood. Moles, what do you got going on? You did give a bit of a clue as to who one of the VIPs is today.
Oh yeah, so we're joined by our friends Peppa and her little brother George this afternoon, and then this morning we're joined by Peter Rabbit.
And this is the real Peppa Pig.
Yeah, so they're not the little ones that you find in the fancy dress shop. They're the real licensed characters. So, yeah,
that is quite something.
Yeah.
And what else you got? You're going to be out in the high street as well.
Yeah, we are. You'll see us walking up and down Brentwood High Street. We're dressed in our lovely white Piccola tops and our matching hats, and we'll be handing out goodies.
We've got ice lollies, we've got little party bags, little goodie bags that are filled with some sweets and some toys from the shop. And we've also got our retailer, Jekko, they sent us a big packet of all new stuff that we can hand out for free to our customers.
Brilliant. Okay. So in closing, what would you say is the reason, if anybody's not been to Piccola before... and maybe they've got what sort of age range are you going up to? Is it about five? Sort of, is it school age that, you know, is your maximum age? Would you say
Our clothes go up to 8? Oh
right,
nine,
okay.
So a bit older than school age, and our toys can range up to 12, 11 years old.
So why should somebody who's never stepped inside Piccola before come into your shop rather than go somewhere else?
I think it's quite refreshing to see high quality toys, you know, that aren't going to break after a day or two. So, and reasonable priced. It's just a really nice environment and a nice shop to be in.
And you're looking to sort of do things with the community as well, which is one of the reasons you've come into Phoenix today. Look, Molly Moles, you've got a very busy day, I know. Thank you so much, both of you, for taking time out of that to pop in and see us at Phoenix. And the very best of luck. Just one message for you both.
Happy birthday.
There you go. That was rather corny, wasn't it? But thank you both very much. So you're both off to back to the shop right now. Great.
Yes, we are.
Thank you.
Thank you. Phoenix FM.